You're now live.
BOE back in session. We're discussing BOE 3, 4, 5, and 6, New Life Temple's application for exemption. We had requested information. I don't believe Mr. Schinnewerk has been able to acquire that. Normally, we'd be in session longer, but we're not. But basically, the information that we have is in some sort of rendering of a small park for four different parcels. And some dirt work and things that was that were supposedly done earlier this year. I don't know that it meets the January 1 deadline for the property. I don't know that it's changed much based on what the assessor's done and the denial of the classification. I don't know what the board thinks, but I'm inclined to uphold what the assessor has done.
I would agree with that.
Same.
Any other discussion? Okay. Seeing none, I would make a motion that BOE 3, 4, 5, and 6 request for an exemption be denied.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I think they will get it next year, but and I'm sure they will come in and show you what they've got.
Yep.
Anything else?
Would you guys like to be heard?
Gentlemen, are you here to say hi or?
I'm Jim Burns, the Fire Chief of Western Cady County Fire District, and number one, I wanted to see how this process worked, and I sent Davey a letter. If you want to share that with the Board of Equalization, that'd be great.
Okay.
About some of the decisions that have been recently made that have adversely affected the Fire District.
If you want to come on up, you're welcome to come up. We're live on the Internet, I believe.
Yes.
So, please, whatever you want to let us know about.
So, Jim Ferguson, Fire Chief, Western Cady County Fire District. So, I guess in 2025, the decision was made to allow a reassessment of nightly rentals. Is that correct? 2024, 2025?
It was several years ago.
Okay, several years ago.
We started having these probably in that assessment year, yeah.
So, I shared a letter, come visit it with Davey. My concern is you guys allow one, if you own one, that it can be $25.75.
If so, they put it in a nightly rental program.
Right.
Right.
Some of our concern is the fact that when I started here in 2021 as the Assistant Fire Chief did prevention, so I did a lot of the nightly rental developments within Western Taney County Fire Districts. And I probably inspected 400 or 500 of those homes. You know, they require a commercial fire plan review from our fire district. From the fire code perspective, they are a commercial occupancy, R1, based on the transient populations that occur in those. So they have fire protection systems like sprinklers, fire alarms, things like that. They require annual fire inspections from us as well. So some of the concerns that we have, obviously it costs us money, and it's probably cost us about 10% over the course of the last couple of years. In terms of our overall budget, as you know, fire protection districts, about 88-90% of our budget comes from property taxes and real estate taxes, which I know nobody likes, but like you mentioned earlier, they fund vital and critical infrastructure to everybody. So a lot of times when I would issue certificate of occupancies, they weren't to individuals, they were to LLCs. So some of the concerns, and I don't know if there's a way to watch that these people aren't forming multiple LLCs to get through this loophole, right? Because everything that, once these things occur, it costs us money in the fact of the services that we can continue to provide Mr. and Mrs. Smith over the course of what we do on a daily basis. So, I don't know that I have an answer or a solution to the problem. I really just wanted to kind of watch how this process worked, and I didn't know, I mean, I know you take probably the taxpayer into account probably more so than some of the other adverse effects of some of the decisions. But that's just our concern as fire protection districts. I don't know if Chief Cheney has anything different to add, but that's just some of the things that we're watching. As the cost for us to do business rise, you know, fire trucks have gone from $500,000 to $1 million. So we're just kind of trying to watch our bottom line as we and figure out what we're going to do moving forward if these kind of decisions are going to occur. One of the things that I'm more a proponent of is a 50-50 mix. I think that's fair and equitable versus 25-75. But I wasn't here. I didn't get to listen to some of the conversations that took place during those meetings. But I just kind of wanted to let you guys know that from the fire protection district standpoint, how we treat those. They probably account for nightly rentals, probably about 35-40% of our call volume based on fire alarms, some medical calls, things like that. So,
no, first of all, it's great that you recognize the issues because we actually recognize that issue. One of the things that we did every time we did one of these, whether it was mom and pop that called in from Iowa with one, or right. is we would go in and look and see if we had tax notices going to the same address for 5 different LLCs or right. something like that. Okay, so in other words, the issue that you're talking about is something we expressly were concerned about online. And, you know, to me, this is a tax that we have determined. I mean, you're basically, I mean, we have to rely somewhat on the taxpayer, to be honest with us.
Yes.
But if they choose not to be, I mean, they're basically evading that tax.
Evading.
So they're taking a risk, in my opinion. And I think that we dealt with a lot of these people that have been lobbying the state forever to exempt them, okay? Right. And a lot of people that own a lot, and they feel very strongly about that opinion, that nobody should be able to tell them what the hell to do with their,
right.
with their house, okay?
Right.
So, and we've let them go through, but basically, most of those people know that we're watching what they're doing, because there's these people that own 12 bedroom, 10 bedroom,
yes.
you know, and all of these. The good part about it is those people that have several properties, they're all of those are commercial except one. Okay, so you're still getting the benefit of that commercial tax for their other 9 of them that they own, even though you're not getting that one. We know it's not perfect, but I think, I mean, if the only thing I guess I would say at this point is basically the numbers that have come across in the last many years, there's a lot of competition out there now, and I'm not sure that most of them are doing 50%, you know, of the time they're getting commercial, you know, that they might qualify as commercial. But that's kind of where we came down on. Well, the first one, we assume that whoever owns it probably uses it some for personal use and family and things like that. And we were going to get, and we understand it's a pretty significant break on the first one. That was kind of our logic, is we appreciate they're owning in Taney County. They occasionally put it in a nightly rental program. And there's some that kill it. I get it. Some of them are occupied 80% of the time. But there's the vast majority of them I don't think are at that kind of level. They just think, oh, it'd be a good idea to do that, and they'll make some effort. But that's kind of where we were. I know that there's some counties, and I don't know where they are in this, but like Lake Ozark, I know the assessor up there was saying all these are residential.
And that's what I learned when I visited with Davey the other day.
Yeah.
So I met with him last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
But we are very conscious of that issue, and I think the assessor's office is, you know, we look to make sure that nobody's playing the LLC shell game.
Get it? Okay.
Okay. I mean, we try to make sure that that's not happening. And if you have information at any given time, you can certainly share it with the assessor.
Yeah, so, I don't think we will. I just know that there were a lot of those, especially as I gave them their final inspections and things like that, that they were under LLCs most of the time.
Well, it's smart to be
a time, which to me, if you form an LLC, you formed a business.
Yeah, so. And they've done it, and they did that because they're trying to limit their personal liability, and they should.
Yeah.
But there's no question it's a business. We're just, we have the option of doing a mixed use. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, as far as what the percentage is, I appreciate your opinion. I'll tell you what, there was, we we dealt with a lot of yelling for a lot of years over that right. issue, because when it first came in, it was the hot thing to do, and you didn't get taxed.
Well, we did too, because we're one of the probably one of the only counties in the state that requires those certain fire protections to be in place.
Gotcha.
You know,
it's a good idea.
Yeah, because they're a transient population, and in times of emergency, people tend to panic. So we felt at least having a sprinkler system and alarm gives those folks adequate time to escape. So.
Well,
but I feel your pain because we were the same way for a while.
So. All right. Well, I appreciate you bringing that issue because, I mean, we have been very conscious of the issue of people trying to play the shell game on those. And I think the assessor's office and our board has done a good job when we have one of these appeals come in front of us at looking. And we've caught some people.
Good.
Excellent.
Well, I just appreciate the time. Like I said, I wanted to see how this process works. I wish I'd been over here earlier in my tenure here at Western Taney, but so I just appreciate the time.
We appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you for coming today. All right. Do we have any other decisions we need to make as a board? Okay.
That's all we have.
Anything else, Stephanie?
No. That's it.
Well, this has got to be the shortest BOE session I've ever had in my life. Probably fitting. All right. Anything else? All right. BOE will be adjourned for 2026. All right.